This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Sarah and Vinny.
On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. We're doing it every hour, all day, right up until 4 o'clock. 8 to 4 all this week. Your chance to win your way into our Halloween secret show at Club Fugazi in San Francisco. Club Fugazi is where Steve Silver's Beach Blanket Babylon happens. San Francisco's hilarious pop culture musical review. It's the perfect night out with friends. Get tickets at beachblanketbabylon.com. And get tickets to our secret show. They're nice enough to let us use Club Fugazi during the day.
Yeah.
Get your tickets right now. Be calling number 97-800-400-3697. You must be over 21 to attend the live secret show. It's October 31st. That is, in fact, Halloween. From 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., appetizers, cash bar, door prizes, and the costume contest. The bar is high on the costume contest. If you've never been to one of our Halloween secret shows, you're going to need to either put a lot of effort in or, you know, just dress up for fun and know you're not going to win because people go bananas.
With really good ideas.
Unbelievable ideas. And
some you can't even ever get over.
No, they continue to haunt you.
Farmer humping that sheep. I can't ever
erase that.
I didn't even think that guy won, and it was so good. And then wasn't the lady on the flying carpet at one of those too?
She was. Yes.
That was an amazing costume. So wear a costume. We'd love to have you participate in the costume contest. The grand prize is a trip for two to Squaw Valley Alpine Meadows with 3 days of lift tickets and two nights lodging courtesy of the 2017 Warren Miller film Line of Descent. There's also a 40-inch HD smart TV up for grabs, passes into the San Francisco Dungeon, Steve Silver's Beach Blanket Babylon tickets, and more. So we'll have some great prizes for our favorites.
I don't ever remember it being known as Steve Silver's Beach Blanket Babylon.
It's tacked on,
yeah,
though, I guess.
It's always been the... Because they produce it. I believe it's such a great show if you've never done it. And they change it every so many months. They keep it current. I think Tuesday is their only day off, so that's why we get to use the
theater.
Oh,
that works. That's perfect.
It
Halloween
is definitely
and
a cash bar. If you want drinks, they're not equipped to handle any cards.
Oh, cash.
Good
cash only. Cash is king. Right now,
call
number 97-800-400-3697. If you're over 21, you get two passes to the show.
Our text number is the same number you'd be calling right now if you were trying to win secret show passes. It's 800-400-3697. We get these texts all show long. Here's some of the stuff you guys had to say. 415 says, I just wanted to say thank you. I had to go through a 3-hour dental procedure yesterday. And being able to listen to your podcast made it all much easier.
Oh, that sucks.
I don't think I heard anything you said, but I needed... I needed the comforting sound of your voices.
Wow.
All right.
Wonder what they're getting done.
Yeah.
415 says, most of the actors are the same guy. So you have a favorite then. Nice. That's not what I was saying. I don't have a favorite.
Porn star?
Yeah. Wiener. That's, favorite wiener.
That's not what I was trying to say at all. I just look at the old stuff and there were only like three guys in those old movies. Mm. Just tried to imitate Niall and his noise. And my dogs have their head cocked to one side. They're wondering why I'm yipping at them.
Woo!
Can I just say how awesome Bryn is mixing Marilyn Manson and Barbra Streisand?
That was amazing.
Also, how quick he is with the sound bites. Incredible! I hope the new fires in Santa Cruz are nowhere near you, Vinny. My thoughts are with you.
Oh,
thank
speaking
you,
of which, Vinny.
Because they are.
We just got your big box of masks that you ordered last week. We actually wondered, do you want to take those down south? Is that a better place for them now?
Well, the fires are still... Are the fires out up north?
No, I know they've got absolutely not. No. But you may be needing masks down south too.
Yeah.
We had a neighbor actually going door to door a couple days ago. Got a knock on a door. I didn't recognize the person. And he goes, hey, I'm a neighbor. I'm from two streets over. I have a bunch of these masks. Do you guys need any?
Wow.
I know. And I actually, we have some. And I said, no, we don't need, you're so generous. Thank you. He's like, all right. Off he went to the next house.
I'll do whatever the consensus is. I was thinking, and I ordered them for the North Bay, right. And I know there are still fires up there. I most definitely will bring a couple with me. As we know, right now, there's no containment.
Right.
Hopefully, that's something that changes here. We don't have the same wind that we were dealing with early on in the Napa fires, which made that thing hop everywhere.
I'm just wondering if, that's a nice way to introduce yourself to all the neighbors in your neighborhood.
Oh. Just
go door to door and pass out some masks.
Oh. All right.
I mean, you've been smelling it. Yeah. I know he's busy, but that wouldn't take long. He could just sit out front, wave to people. Hey, I got masks.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You going to do that, Vin? You going to sit out front and wave to people?
I kind of got a long list of stuff to do today, but
just build a little stand on the corner.
Masks.
Yeah, do a little mask.
Free masks.
Yeah.
Get your masks here.
If you guys are really not taking Scott to the secret show, you are super cold and heartless. I might be done listening.
Yeah!
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
I hope you are kidding.
Of course we're kidding. We told him on the air right after we said he couldn't come. He said, of course he can come.
Right
but
after he sent that text.
Yeah, right after you sent that text. But we are, we're letting Rudy have his moment. That's all. We're not cold or heartless. And believe me, Scott plays that way up. He doesn't care and he knows. That's just Scott's on-air personality.
Wee.
Big baby.
Yeah.
That's his on-air
personality.
That's his on-air personality. 202. Stop being mean to Scott.
We're not. Stop it. Nobody loves that guy like we do.
408. They wanted a funny comic, Scott.
Oh. Yell at the other texters. God, they're the mean ones.
Scott's hysterical.
You know, he's the best. And he's on The Secret Show today.
765 says, Vinny, I aspire to be you.
Oh. Yeah, I like being me too, so I could see why. I feel like I'm pretty happy. It's trippy to be. This is a weird admission I'm about to make, but I actually set a goal and achieved it. Weirdly achieved it, and I feel pretty content in life because of that.
What was the goal?
To do morning radio with you. Here we are.
Mm-hmm.
This is it. Yeah. Like, I don't have that itchy, but now I want to act, or, oh, I wish I could.
Right.
This is it. This is what I want to do. And weirdly, I didn't really have a goal to have a kid, but that's sort of something that...
Well, when you got back here after being away for 7 or 8 years, you said, I will marry. I will have children.
I don't remember saying that. I think you made that
up. You remember that at all?
What? She wasn't even here at that point. What? We had a different producer.
I will marry.
Oh,
I will have children.
Yeah, you said it to me in the
car. Oh, get out of here.
Oh, my God. You totally did. When I came back, like the first week or so, you gave me a ride.
Yeah, he was obsessed with it when he got back.
Yeah.
He wanted
my
to put
God.
His whole life together and have the normal life.
I'm being framed right now, you guys.
Not.
Is it so bad to be called a girl or a boy nowadays? All this gender neutral crap, it's getting out of hand.
You know,
I thought no one is supposed to get alienated, but it is the people who want to be called. But it is to the people who want to be called a boy or a girl.
No, they can say, I want to be called a boy or a girl. It's not alienating anyone. I mean, I really feel like people should just relax about this stuff.
That people take offense to it. And need a second to think about it and realize it's not going to change
your situation
at all.
Exactly.
But I like being a boy. I don't want to find out that I can't be proud of myself or who I am. That does seem weird at first.
But everyone should be able to be proud of themselves and who they are. No matter who they are inside, we are all human beings. And to me, that's enough of a designation. But... again, I think that people really, it was like the gay marriage thing. Like, I felt like anyone who is against it, like, why? Like, how does it affect you in any way? Doesn't mean you have to gay marry someone. It just means that other people can do what they want in this supposedly free country. Like, don't worry about it. It's okay. It's going to be fine. Nothing in your life will change. Don't worry.
The gender thing is not as big a deal for newborns as much as teens or adults who have transitioned. The birth certificate and driver's license are hurdles for changing name legally.
Well, if you have decided that you are something specific by the time you get your license, then you would put that on there. I don't think that that's going to be a huge problem. But what do I know? I'll just sit over here.
If you had a kid today, would you designate or would you?
I probably would, but I wouldn't judge someone else for not, and I would hope they wouldn't judge me for.
Right.
I don't know.
Any word on? Well, yeah, I would too, but I knee jerk to stuff that I know. Right. I don't mean to sound like a traditionalist. I'm not really.
Right.
But yeah, I guess I just the same thing. I was telling the story about my daughter and just knee jerk to her being with a boy because that's my life experience. Mm-hmm. If she were gay, it wouldn't matter to me at all.
Of course not. It doesn't change anything about who she is. She's still exactly who you think she is.
If anything, I would hope that she's lucky enough to figure that out young so she doesn't have to struggle with it.
Right. Or pretend that she's something she isn't.
Sorry, I don't like this non-binary stuff for kids. Good luck finding your kid if there's an Amber Alert and we can't even narrow the search down using gender.
Oh, boy.
I'm non-binary, and I was the primary witness on the bill Vinny mentioned. All we want is to be seen and recognized by the law. This person is quoting my lady voice, LMFAO. I just think that all guys have the same lady voice.
This is we were talking about Roy Detrice, yeah, who did the voices, and you wondered, were you able to find him doing any ladies' voices in?
I wasn't.
See if you can.
All right.
Isn't wormwood an absinthe? Human.
Oh.
No.
Does it make you...
I don't know.
By the way, Yuzette's really into that drink now. She's been sipping off it all morning. My guess is, yeah.
The wormwood tea?
Yeah, the wormwood, whatever that is.
Is that... What's it called?
I just like the packaging.
Well, you don't remember the name of the product?
I just liked how it looked.
Bring the packaging in so we can see it.
I was telling you, it reminds me of like peach tea, like herbal tea.
It doesn't have any sugar. It has stevia, so... It's really good for you. Good for your guts.
650 says you need to freeze your kid's credit too, everyone.
Yeah.
Great. Sarah and Vinny, how do you respond when someone tells you calling myself a woman makes a trans woman uncomfortable?
So a trans woman said to you that they were uncomfortable because you said that you were a woman?
I don't get that.
I would say... Trans woman, just call yourself a trans woman. I'm going to call myself a woman. Or trans woman, you could just call yourself a woman. Like, why do you have to be a trans woman? I'm not sure what are they asking?
It's all a lot of work. I don't want to insult anyone.
Just call yourself whatever you want.
Yeah, whatever, but.
I don't know. We're also looking for things to be trolling about, just looking for things to make us mad.
I'm not.
Stop looking.
I'm actually looking for clean and simple.
Yep, I'm with you. Just let everybody be who they want to be. Let's just throw all labels away.
Oh my, that Boulder Creek fire is in the old neighborhood that my dad literally just moved out of a few days ago.
Oh my God.
Lucky.
It started at someone's house, right?
Yeah, it sounds like the last any other said one structure.
That's it so far?
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
Could be anything. Cooking oil, candles, a cigarette. Or gas or something.
Sure. Who knows?
Vinny, George here. Georgie!
Hey, George.
George is doing a lot of work up north.
Yeah, sure.
To help out.
He's a good guy.
I've been watching that on Facebook. Hey, great job, Georgie.
There's a fundraiser for this high school that burned to the ground called Cardinal Newman High School. It's going to be on Saturday. I'll post all the info for the fundraiser. It's like a spaghetti feed, and you can go up there and... commiserate with everyone and just kind of hang out. It'll be Saturday. I'll be there. It's in Petaluma.
Luma.
Vinny, George here. Chamberlain makes a garage door with an app for your phone. Never drive back to check. And then he sent a picture of it. It shows you on the app that your garage door is
closed
shut.
Or open.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
I drive back all the time. All the time. The worst one, though, is just as I'm pulling out of the driveway and I stop, e-brake, get up, and pull on the door. Okay, it's locked. Got to get out of the car, run up to the door, and double check the door lock.
Boy, I
Such a loser. It happens even when I say to myself, okay, you are locking the door. The door is now locked. Okay. I'm not saying it out loud, but I mean, it happens. I'm trying to
slap
make sure.
Give yourself a slap on the shoulder. Accomplished that. Now I give myself a slap. And then you'll still feel the slap.
Give yourself a kiss.
Give yourself, go,
mwah. I love you.
Kiss the top of the doctor's head.
No way. Vin, rubber band on the wrist saves money on the behavioral psychologist. Snap yourself. Uh-huh. Done.
There you go.
Vinny, my husband's the same way. He locks everything multiple times because he can't remember and is paranoid about it. He either takes a picture of a locked door, or if I'm with him, I will tell him he locked it so he can calm down. We're just trying to protect our people.
Sure.
Is that so wrong?
Yeah, if it turns into like an obsessive compulsive thing, then yeah.
Is it obsessive compulsive to make sure that your house is locked so a guy with a machete can't go in there
obsessive compulsive to make sure your house is locked. What's obsessive compulsive is going back five times to double check, to make sure, to run going around your house and not being able to leave your house because you're so afraid that you've left something open. That's when it becomes a problem.
I have to keep looking at the garage to make sure it's closed when I drive off. LOL, says 707. Yeah, I do the same thing.
Anyone like my idea about videotaping it on your phone?
I think it's a great idea.
Thanks so much.
I do the double and triple check too, Vinny, says 707. Oh, a bunch of texts about the fire and evacuations in Boulder Creek. We don't have anything new on that, do we? Just 0% containment.
0%, yeah.
They're supposed to have a press conference around 10.
10, yeah.
So
we'll be downstairs secret showing at that point, so.
We will.
All right, got a break. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you very much for listening today, and make sure you stay here all day long because we have lots of chances for you to win your way into our live secret show. We're doing it at Club Fugazi coming up on Halloween every hour at about 5 past. So your next chance.
What is that? So today is the 17th.
Tuesday.
2 weeks from today.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Cool.
It's right around the corner. It's going to be really fun. Looks like Scott Capurro will be there, so if you want to say hi to him. But performing that day is our friend Rudy.
Mm-hmm.
And so he'll be sitting in. And
oh, man. And God forbid he gives Rudy a second to have the stage. You know he's going to be in the audience making noise.
He better
you
not.
Suck.
Oh, he
so
better
lame.
Not.
He won't.
He won't, really?
No.
He right. better not. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Anyway, Scott is going to be joining us today for our secret show. We're off to do that right now. That's a podcast that we do in addition to this one. If you have the radio.com app, you can actually, there's access to all our podcasts through there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that makes it really easy.
Mm-hmm.
But every phone, you know, you can get a podcast pretty easy. Once you get that figured out, you know, listen to all our podcasts.
What? I keep forgetting the secret show number and someone just texted asking.
Let's see. 415-986-1085. 986-1085. So, yeah, we actually have people who call every day and just sit on hold and listen
about
the bleeps.
Yeah, I mean, as cool as that is that someone wants to do that, the phones get locked up almost, don't
they're completely tied up. Yeah. Once in a while, we take a live bad advice, but today we'll see what's going on. Maybe he can solve someone's problem. Who knows?
Scott?
Yeah.
Oh, for crying out loud.
He creates problems. He doesn't solve them. No, I'm kidding.
Well, we call it bad advice for a reason. Find it around noon at RadioAlice.com. Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.